Welcome to another episode of Girls Dig Muscle Radio, presented by RX Muscle Australia, rxmuscle.com.au. Now, this episode is featuring myself, obviously your host Xavier Wills, and my co-host and compatriot in crime, and IFBB Australian Women's Physique Champion, Amy Fox. Amy, we're here another week closer to FedEx, and hopefully another week closer to your pro card.
Hey Xavier, yeah, it's getting close now.
Yeah, and it's getting tough. Like we've talked about this, it's getting very, very tough.
Yeah, it sure is.
I think everyone out there prepping it's getting tough for, but it's something you forget when you're actually like when you're going through it. I mean, before you get to the diet, like I was like, oh yeah, I know it gets tough at the end of a diet, but I was thinking more cravings and stuff. But yeah, it gets tough overall. Like,
yeah, it does. Katie Morris, bloody Katie Morris, posted a thing on Facebook today saying, you know, to everyone out there who's dieting and suffering and la la la, I'm having a carb day. Woohoo! And I just read that and I was like, bitch.
Makes you mad, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. It's rough. I mean, it's rough, especially when you're seeing people that are posting constantly photos of like these foods that they're going to eat after their comps. I'm like, why are you torturing yourself? Like,
yeah. I can't even think about that right now.
Yeah, exactly. So we haven't got long to go. When we're recording this, is actually, I think it's 17 days away from the actual comp day. And you and I both know really it's not really 17 days because, you know, last week you're not going all out like crazy and you've got, you know, a few days before you pretty much call that, you know, pretty much for comp day because you're tanning and stuff like that. So pretty much 15 days, I reckon, Amy, of like prep left. So not long at all, basically 2 weeks to go. And like I said, you're going to be going for your pro card. Are you thinking about that nonstop or are you thinking you kind of just want this to be over?
Yeah, it's all I can really think about at this stage is just the relief of hopefully winning my pro card. Like I don't really have a second plan of attack or a plan B, so to speak. My plan is to go to FedEx, be the best I've ever been, win my pro card, and start booking in the pro shows throughout the year. Like my dream, Xavier, is to go to the Olympia one day. Like I want to get there, and I'm very anxious. I'm very anxious.
Yeah, and I'm very excited for you. I mean, I think a lot of people outside of yourself have so much self-belief in you, and I believe in you, and there's a lot of other people that do as well. So I'm very, very excited to see you compete there. And obviously, you're up against some other really good girls as well, so it's not going to be a walk in the park, but I have a lot of confidence in you, so I'm very excited.
Thanks,
but but you, on the weekend, just gone on Saturday, I believe it was, you flew out to Melbourne and it was yourself, it was Amanda Doherty, it was Renee Smith, it was, I think those were all the girls, and then you had a few guys as well, and you was doing a video thing there. So how did that all go? And, I mean, was it hard kind of doing that just a few weeks out?
No, it was exciting. In fact, if anything, it's kind of rebooted a little bit more energy deep down that I didn't think I had. Like, I've never met Amanda Doherty before in the flesh. Like, I know that we've spoken to her on RX in the past, but never met her in the flesh. And just seeing Amanda, like, and seeing her condition and how focused she is, like, I was talking to her, you can see that she's a real thinker. Like, she's thinking of obviously, you know, she's got a schedule in her head that she sticks to every day, and you can just see her kind of marking things off as she goes. And it was just really impressive. Her conditioning is just out of this world. Like, she is on fire. And, you know, Tony said to me, Amy, look at her and look at you. She's in fear. She's shredded. You're in physique. You're not quite there yet. Come on. And I needed that as well. Like I feel really good. I feel like I'm on track. I feel like I'm going to be fine on the day. But just seeing Amanda, like, that's a whole new level. So I need to be. She is. A lot sooner and closer to comp in future. Like, I was really impressed, really, really, really impressed.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, from her pictures and everything, she looks crazy. But Amy, I've got to say, I saw some pictures of you on the weekend And I'm actually about to post one up on the RX Muscle Australia Instagram, where I did a picture of it's your back, and then there's one from the front, and you're holding up your top, and you can see your abs and everything. And I was very impressed on how your condition's come along just recently as well. So I'm very excited. I mean, I'm so excited for every pro qualifying division because, you know, I know people in the 212, I know people in the open men's, I know obviously yourself in the physique, I know people in the bikini. Like, and obviously the men's physique as well. Like, I know someone in every division that's actually competing for their pro card. So it's pretty amazing to have that kind of thing because, you know, in the past, if I went to one of these comps, I probably wouldn't know any of them personally. So it's exciting to go to these comps and know people personally. And, you know, obviously being with media and stuff like that, you have to stay subjective. And, you know, if you showed up and didn't look good, I would say it, you know what I mean? But I don't think that's going to happen, obviously. But, It's very exciting, and obviously I am going for certain people. I'm obviously rooting for you and a few other people, or Scotty and stuff like that in the open. But, it's in the open as well. I'm not only friends with Scotty, but obviously because he's part of RX and I know him the best, that I'll be supporting him. But it's very, I don't know, I'm very excited for it. And,
it's going to be cool. It's going to be really, I actually saw Scott very, very briefly on the Sunday just before we flew out. He was obviously dressed, so I couldn't see exactly what he looked like. But you know when you can just see someone when they're looking hard under their clothes, like you just see it?
Yeah.
Like he walked, we all said goodbye and la, 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 and he walked across the road and you could see the muscles in his back, like through his shirt.
And Scotty's one of those guys, I always say, he never looks as impressive in a t-shirt and stuff or in the gym even.
He looked impressive in the t-shirt.
I know, and that's the thing. He posted a photo the other day. He never looks as good off stage. But in this photo, I was very, very, very impressed, which is on RX Muscle Australia's Instagram and Facebook. And, yeah, he kind of blew me away. So I'm very, very excited to see what Scotty looks like, and I think he's upped his game a bit this year. But, Amy, moving on, we've got a couple of great interviews this week I just want to mention. To be honest, we've interviewed like some of these people early and stuff like that, so I can't even remember which interviews on this episode. I think we got Rhiannon Harris, I believe, on, and I think we're going to have MJ on as well, or we might have an interview before that. I'm getting very, very confused with it all.
That's okay. We'll let you off.
Exactly. And we've got some other great interviews coming up as well with some top athletes. So I'm very, very excited for that. But, I'm excited. I mean, we've got FedEx obviously coming up, like we mentioned, where I've booked in Michael Galley, and I've booked in, I believe, we've got Laura Keddie coming as well, helping us out. We've got Joey Bender. We've got Holly, obviously my partner, doing photography. We've got Dave Palumbo and Chris Aceto that will be there for the pro show.
Nice.
Doing the wrap-ups and stuff like that. And Dave's going to be hanging out at the amateur contest, so I'm sure if you win, Amy, I'll try to get Dave.
I'm telling you, you have to.
I'll try to get Dave out of his seat. He's got like a bung knee at the moment, but I'll get him out of his seat and make him run backstage and do an interview with you, because that would be absolutely awesome. And obviously, if I mention you of RX as well, then he will definitely do it.
He'll love it.
Exactly. So I'm very excited about that, because Chris Aceto, he's got, you know, Sean Roden, he's got Jose Raymond, he's got Evan Centipani, and he's also got like Cedric McMillan doing the Arnold as well. So Chris Aceto, like, for people who don't know, he's like the man when it comes to contest prep, and he turns a lot of people down apparently. So he's he's very, very,
very selective.
Yeah, very selective, because he has so many clients come to him and ask to work with him, and it's not necessarily the best athletes that he accepts as well. So yeah, he's very selective. You know, if there's someone he kind of doesn't want to work with, or he doesn't think it'll be a good fit, then he'll just say no to him. He's actually had a lot of athletes like beg him to work with him, and they've harassed him, then eventually he'll say yes. And like, ever since, you know, when someone starts working with him, it sounds like they never really leave him, or if they leave him, it's like, you know, they always come back. So he's going to be there, and hopefully, like, you know, me and Mick, or me and Joey and stuff, will be able to pop up to, like, you know, because obviously he'll be going between their hotel rooms and stuff like that. Hopefully we'll be able to, you know, get into maybe like Sean Roden's hotel room and, you know, see what he's looking like and stuff. But unfortunately,
sounded creepy, don't you?
What's that? Yeah, I know.
Sounded creepy.
Yeah. But but it'd be awesome to see like one of these like top pros in the world, you know, posing in their hotel room, or.
Can you imagine? That would be so cool.
Yeah, so that'd be really, really cool. But obviously we wouldn't be able to do any footage or anything like that.
Spy cam stuff. Flex.
Yeah, so I think we get in big trouble, and Chris probably wouldn't be happy either. Yeah. So, but on that kind of news, we've got Ava Cowan. She's now coming to Australia to compete in the figure, and she's absolutely awesome. We mentioned it on last week's radio show.
Yay!
And she's gonna be one to watch because she's got an absolutely killer physique.
Yeah, well, now I actually think that, you know, judging by who's coming, I think she's got a really good chance. So, oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a battle. I mean, you got Erin Stern coming out. You got Ava Cowan. I'm not sure if you got Candace Keane or not coming out. I know we've got Heather Dees as well. So
yep.
It seems like the top four or five are going to be stacked with those Americans. But I'd love to see like an Australian like Renee or Amanda Doherty or someone like maybe even top one of them and beat one of those girls or something.
Oh, definitely. Because, Renee was at the filming on the weekend and Renee's looking really good too. I don't know. Jeez, I hope that they can beat some of the American girls. I really do.
Yeah, same. And that would be very, very exciting. Like if one of them did that, then it would kind of really open it up for them in future shows as well, so.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be huge.
That's it.
But I want to mention a few things that's kind of I'll mention a bit more about FIDEX because this is something that I talked to Tony Doherty about, who's the promoter of FIDEX. Now, he's got Dana Lynn Bailey, who's coming out, who's probably in the industry, I'd say she's the most popular person, men or women, I'd say she's the most popular in terms of, you know, mainstream popularity and industry popularity. Now, she's coming out here, and they've got a thing called the Super Gym, basically, where you get to see these guys, all these pros and all that train and go through their workouts and explain what they're doing and all that kind of stuff. And she's doing a workout with Chris Gethin, he's a very popular trainer. He actually trains a lot of Bollywood actors and stuff like that in India at the moment. And they're doing a session in there, and it's only $50 to go watch it, and they're getting close and see what these athletes do. And also Amanda Doherty and Larissa Reese, top figure pros, they're doing one as well, and that's only $25. So there's some great value there. It's something you're not going to forget. Like, you can get in there, you can take photos, you can probably, I don't know if you can take video of it or not, but it's I think that's a pretty awesome deal on both those.
I think it's really cheap, great opportunity. What an idea. Like, Tony just comes up with all these random ideas and they just work, don't they? So good on him.
And you're going to be at the FMA booth over the weekend, I believe?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get all the names together now to organise time slots and things like that. So, which is fun.
Yeah, I imagine it's pretty busy. But we're going to be dropping by there and we're going to be doing some interviews and stuff for RX on the Sunday. And that's going to be cool because, like, you know, it will be able to get all these people and know exactly when they're there, and that will make my life a hell of a lot easier anyway.
Definitely. And it's really nice because it's only voluntary and, you know, everyone that signed up to FMA has been doing really well. It's just one of those things that in the industry it needed to happen. Tony's made it happen, or Tony and Amanda have made it happen, and everyone's just really thankful. So we should have a good turnout in the booth, actually. It'll be a really good booth to come and watch or come and visit.
Yeah, because there's top athletes. Like, if you look at the FMA website, there's top athletes that they have signed. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a great booth to be at.
Exactly. No, everyone's put their hand up so far saying that they'll be there. So, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be great.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to mention as well, I just want to mention some stuff that's coming up on the website or what's already up on the website. Sophie Gwidlin, who we interviewed last week, her profile is now up on rxmuscle.com.au. It's not just a profile, it's basically like a profile that leads up to FIDEX. So we talk a little bit about her pro qualifier and what she wants to do in the future if she wins a pro card, where she wants to be in 5 years. Yeah, just a few really good Q&A questions, you know, info about her diet and what she's doing on that. So that's a really good kind of Q&A interview/profile type thing. And we're going to be doing that with more girls as well. I've got some profiles actually sent through to me already, but I've still got to publish up on the site. So check back to rxmuscle.com.au and you'll see all those profiles going up over the next couple of weeks. Also, I've got a video footage that has been sent through from of Andy Forbes as she preps for the Arnold. And that's some awesome footage. It isn't all edited yet, but that will be up on the site. Within the next week, definitely. So I encourage people to check back to rxmuscle.com.au to check for that. And also, we're doing a video with another pro qualified competitor, bikini competitor over here, and that's going to be filmed this Saturday, which is with Ebony Quince, who we mentioned actually last. We mentioned her last week on the show because she's a sponsored athlete of Platinum Labs, and she's one of my favorites for that bikini pro qualifier. She's, I mean, after seeing her physique at the Omara last year, I was very, very impressed. And the improvements she made were huge. So if she can make any sort of improvement on what she had at the Omara, then she's going to be tough to beat. Like even
sure,
I think she'll be great to compare to girls like Sarah Allen and stuff because you know, I just haven't seen her compete against those girls yet. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. It's going to be quite the lineup. It'll be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to watch.
So on that note, Amy, we're going to head to a break, but we'll be back in a few minutes with our interviews of the week.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
This is IFBB Pro Sabrina Taylor, and I'm down under with Girls Dig Muscle Radio. Throw a brawn on that bobby.
Welcome back to Girls Dig Muscle Radio. This week, I'm joined by Australia's number one ranking IFBB bikini pro, Rhiannon Harris. Rhiannon, welcome to Girls Dig Muscle Radio.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all. Now, you're obviously, like I said, you're Australia's number one ranking IFBB bikini pro, which is pretty awesome. I mean, like, obviously, you and Amy Wright competed together internationally, and she had you at both those contests as the Arnold Classic Europe and, I believe, the World Championships. And then you obviously got one over her at the Australian Pro. So you two, like, obviously, like, you know, really good friends, and now you've got this, like, little, I suppose, like, rivalry, as people would see it from the outside anyway. How does it feel to be know that you're, you know, currently Australia's number one ranking bikini pro?
Yeah, it doesn't really even now like sunk in. Even when people say it, I don't really realize like how much of a big deal I guess it is. But it's a real honor to be like the highest ranking Australian bikini pro, and to be standing up against like the girls that I was on the day and everything was just an honor in itself. So
yeah. Now you competed obviously last year, where it's a really good lineup. Is there anyone that you actually like stood next to, whether it was like, you know, when they brought you out or anything like that, but you were like, wow, like this is like just a massive, massive dream?
Yeah, well, we had our interview with you before we even went over there a week before, and as Amy and I were saying, even just to stand on stage next to the top three Olympia was just huge for us. I mean, those girls had been, you know, like girls we looked up to and we never thought we'd get to share the stage with them. So to stand next to, Natalia Mello and Nicole Naguari and girls like that that we've just, idolized through our whole preps was massive.
Yeah, what do you think about the whole, like, I suppose it's almost like a changing of a guard at the moment with the bikini and the bikini Olympia? Like, they went for a different look this year. It's like girls like Nathalia Mello, India Paulino were relegated to kind of lower placings, and then you had you know, the girls like Ashley Coltwasser who won the Olympia come out. What do you think about that whole, I mean, do you like the look they're going for now as opposed to what they were going for, or do you prefer the old look?
I personally really like Ashley's look. I love Natalia's look and everything as well, but in this spot, I mean, it's so subjective. You never know what they're going to want on the day. So, I mean, it's just really about bringing like your best package on the day. And, if that's what they like, then, you know, you can place anywhere from, you know, first to last. And like Ashley, you know, I didn't even know of her last year, Bikini Olympia, and then this year she, you know, wins. So, I personally, prefer her look over, Natalia's or someone like that. I just like her body overall body shape better. But, I mean, in saying that, there's girls that are going to prefer Natalia's look, even though Ashley's number one Olympian now anyway.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, obviously, I was thinking about this, and we interviewed Sophie Gwydlin just before we interviewed you as well, and it's kind of, you two have, you know, the more Ashley Coltwasser type look. I mean, that's obviously got to work in your favour. Do you think that's going to work in your favour in these, like, I suppose, smaller shows as opposed to, you know, the Arnold and the Olympia? Do you think it will still, you know, the Olympia standard will be, you know, carry over to, you know, like the Australian pros, the New York pros and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, I hope so. But like I said, like, you just never know on the day, you know, who they're going to choose or what they're going to like. So it's just about, yeah, bringing your best package and, you know, being better than the year before. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully it works in our advantage, but, you know, you don't know, so.
Of course. Now, you moved up to Queensland. You were in WA, like Amy Wright was, who we interviewed just last week. So basically you moved up to Queensland. You kind of started training the Mass Training Facility and all that stuff. And then obviously you and Luke McNally, owner of Mass Nutrition, got together, and he's kind of like, you know, he's your partner and coach now. So how does that kind of all work? I mean, like, we've talked about to a few other girls. We talked about it to Andy Forbes, you know, this last week just gone. I mean, how do you guys, I mean, has that got hard at all in terms of, you know, getting towards the end of your prep? Is there any, like, you know, biting of the heads of anyone or anything like that?
Nah, it's actually really easy. And having Luke as my coach is just, you know, and my partner, I mean, I've learnt so much, and being able to pretty much have a living coach, I mean, it's just been, like, makes your prep even easier, like, for me anyway. And personally, like, both of us, I mean, we don't clash heads at all, or, like, you know, it's not like some people say that they can't, you know, you can't have two people prepping in the same house. But, I mean, Luke's prepping at the moment as well, and we find it really easy. I mean, you know, we prep our food together, we eat together, train together, so it just makes it a lot easier, I find, having that support network as well.
Yeah, for sure. So you find it easier prepping together, like, rather than just, you know, having one person prep and the other person not?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, if you're doing, like I said, like, we, you know, train together, we go to the gym together, you know, we'll eat our food together. So it's, yeah, it's having that support there, and it's yeah, really easy for us, so.
Excellent. So what's Luke kind of like, I suppose, like, behind closed doors? Like, we see, you know, what he puts out there and stuff. We've interviewed him plenty of times before, but, I mean, is he like a big softie, or is he just kind of what you see is what you get?
I don't want to say too much. He's going to get me in trouble now. he's a big softie at heart, but, like, he is, you know, what you see is what you get with him as well. He's so upfront with everyone, and, you know, he'll say exactly what he wants to someone's face. You know, like, you're never wondering what he's thinking, or, you know, if he's, yeah, like, he's really upfront, and, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good quality to have as well, because, you know, definitely. You know, you're not going to get bullshit from it, which is good.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Now, you're obviously up there in Queensland. Is it easier prepping up there in that environment where you've got, like, the whole Mass Nutrition crew up there, you've got the whole training facility, rather than being in Perth, which is kind of, like, almost, you know, it's separated from, you know, your sponsor, Miss Nutrition, and all that kind of stuff. So is it just kind of, do you find it easier up there?
Yeah, it has been a really easy prep, actually. I trained Luke and his training partner, Lockie Donaldson. So, being able to train at the Mass Training Facility is really exclusive, so there's not many people that train there, so it's pretty much having a whole gym to yourself, and then having the knowledge and the coaches in there every day, it's been a really easy prep, and being around pretty much everybody up here is prepping for FitX at the moment, so it makes it a lot easier as well. So when you're in the gym, everyone's, you know, talking about their prep, and you're all training together, so yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, do you find it like a bit nicer or easier now your friend Amy Wright's up there?
Yeah, it's good. I was up here for a few months before she moved up here. So, and she actually lives at the gym with her coach, Chris Thomas. So every time we go there, I get to see her. So it's pretty much every day. So it's good. Got it pretty easy.
That's awesome. Now, like, is there anything you was working on in particular in your off season, like, in terms of your physique, something you want to bring up or anything like that?
Not in particular. It was more just, I've always been, like, focused on gaining more muscle. I've got quite a small build naturally. So, I've just always, been focusing on trying to build that extra muscle, but, pretty difficult for a female, as you would know. But so just that mainly, but just trying to be better every time I'm, you know, I compete. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now, obviously, you've got the Australian Pro coming up. It's only, you know, a few short weeks away. What's your goal for that contest? Is there anything like that you say, like, okay, I really want to get a top five, or I want to be, you know, the top ranked Australian? Is there any like one goal that you've got your mind on?
Not really. I haven't really ever gone into a comp expecting anything. Just for the whole idea of this like sport is, yeah, it's so subjective. So I really just go in there just giving my all, and I just love that stage part. So it's, you know, that's when all the hard work's over and you get to get on stage and it's the glamour of it all. So I just enjoy that more than anything. So just getting on the stage is like my main pretty much goal that I focus on, is just getting there on that day. So yeah, but other than that, I don't really expect anything, you know, anything after that comes. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what would you be like, I suppose, happy with? Like, would you be happy with like second call out or something like that? Because, like you said, it's obviously very subjective.
Yeah, of course, I'd be over the moon with second call out. I mean, the girls that are coming again, it's, you know, Ashley, and then I think Natalia is coming, and India, I think. So yeah, those girls are, you know, top ranked bikini pros. So yeah, to get a second call out would be awesome.
Yeah, and obviously that opens up the opportunity as well. If there's a little bit of a fall off after that, you could even fit in that first call out, which would be, you know, you'd be up against the top girls in the world and being compared.
Oh yeah, that'd be amazing. But yeah.
We'll see. You don't want to think that too soon, otherwise.
Nah, definitely not.
Now, with this contest prep, obviously, you know, it takes a bit to, you know, diet down for contests and stuff like that. Do you have any other international contests planned for this year?
I don't as of yet. I have looked into like a few competitions in America later on in the year, but it's just getting over there and so I'm not actually sure. Don't have anything set in stone just yet, but we'll see.
I mean, what girls, like, you know, is there pro girls that you look at, like bikini pro girls that that you kind of maybe either compare yourself to or aspire to kind of look like or be like or something like that?
Not really. I've always just really compared myself to myself, as I said. Like, it's just tried to be better each time, like, I've stepped on stage. I mean, I do look at the girls like Ashley and Natalia Mello and let them like inspire me, but there's no real physique that I look at and like wish I had or anything like that. So
yeah,
I mean, they've all got beautiful physiques, but yeah, it's just, yeah.
Now, what do you like, is there something that you're like looking forward to like doing when you finish prep? Like, what do you get up to like outside of the gym, or is it pretty much, you're pretty much consumed by this kind of lifestyle now, especially now that you're up there and it's very, I suppose it's very much like that up there as well?
Yeah, it's huge up here, the fitness industry. Actually, I didn't know it was actually that big before I moved up here, but yeah, just now that I'm up here and with Luke obviously, and him being the owner of Mass Nutrition, it does consume my life a little bit, but it's good. Like, I love the fitness industry, and everybody's so lovely in it, and you know, so complimenting, and you're always looking out for each other. It's not really bitchy or anything like that. So it's a good industry to be a part of, and yeah, let consume you, I guess.
Yep. Now, are you working within like Mass Nutrition or anything like that now, or are you planning on moving to, you know, work in that kind of industry? Because I can't remember what you actually did last time we spoke when you was in Perth.
I was a personal assistant for a mining company.
Oh, yeah.
Over there, and I was doing some personal training. So now that I've moved up to the Gold Coast, I'm still doing personal training, online and through Mass Training Facility. I've got some other investments that I'd like do from Canberra and everything like that. So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So you moved from Perth, obviously, you moved to Canberra. And then you decided to move up to Queensland. Was it Luke that got you to move up to Queensland, or was it, what was the deal there?
Pretty much. I was originally going to come up here just to do my prep. And then, obviously, after Luke and I got together, it was a lot easier to move up here. But, I moved from Perth back to Canberra, and then, up to the Gold Coast. I was travelling up here quite a fair bit because I don't know if you know that we've got the Misfit app going through Miss Nutrition. So I was, which I'm the face of and doing that. So I was coming up here nearly every weekend. So, yeah, travelling up here was getting a bit much anyway. So, yeah.
Just made more sense to me.
Yeah.
Back on, back and forward. But
Yeah, and I was asking Ames about this. What was the, like, did you hear much about the bikini competitors and all the other competitors while you were in Canberra? Like, it didn't seem like there was a really big scene of, you know, all the fitness girls in Canberra. So I was just, yeah, I was curious.
No, there's not at all. Like, they don't even have a state comp or anything. So before I moved to Perth, like, I had nothing to do with the fitness industry at all. So, yeah, there's nothing in Canberra regarding to like the bikini girls or anything really. There's like I think there's INBA and some federations like that, but even them, I don't think that they've got state comps in Canberra. So yeah, you don't hear much about it at all.
No, nothing.
Nah.
It's a very small community there then.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, is there anything you hope to do? Like, you know, obviously you got your pro card, you know, last year or maybe even the year before now, actually.
Yeah.
So you've had it, you know, over a year. Is there anything you hope to do with it moving forward in terms of, like, you know, in terms of obviously doing international shows and then maybe just, you know, getting your name out there more and using it more, I suppose, like you said, what you're doing now, really, I suppose, with your personal training and business and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'd love to do some like shows in America, you know, those shows, even when we competed internationally, just as amateurs when we went to the Arnold Euro and everything. I mean, they were just huge. Like, it was just a whole new ball game pretty much over there. So to do like a pro show internationally would be great. But yeah, I haven't really like set any like specific goals. I mean, it's a bit hard. It's a lot of money, you know, and time to like travel over there. And even when we went over for Worlds and everything, just dieting, like, while you're travelling and everything, it gets a bit hard. But, yeah, Amy and I have looked into doing some shows in America maybe later on in the year. And if we did go over there, we think we'd do, like, maybe two or three, in a row.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but we'll see.
That'd make a lot more sense rather than, just going over for one or something.
Yeah.
Because there are so many bikini shows now. I mean, you've got like some weekends where there's two on in America on the same weekend and stuff. Yeah. So would you look at those kind of weekends to kind
of definitely.
Suppose, yeah. Because then you've got more chance, obviously, of, you know, I suppose, higher placings as well.
Yeah, exactly. And then now, like, with the Olympia, you used to have to like place first to obviously qualify to the Olympia, and now they've got the point system. So, like, if you wanted to, I think it's first to sixth place gets points or something like that, and you can work your points up to get an invite to the Olympia. So, yeah, you can look at things like that, obviously, but you'd have to go to America and compete in quite a fair few shows to do that.
Yeah.
How many points do you need, Rhiannon? Like, do you know how many points you need?
I'm not 100% sure.
It's the top five point getters. So if you're doing a pro show, you're taken out of the points, and then basically anyone else that has – yeah, accumulated enough points to be in the top five qualifier. So
right.
Yeah, so like second place gets so many, third place gets so many points. Yeah, it varies all. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I suppose it kind of makes it tough. Like if you obviously competed and went over to the States and did that and accumulated enough points to be in that top five and then you had to kind of wait around to see if you was going to maintain
top
five.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That'd be pretty rough, especially for Australian competitors as well because, I mean, all international competitors outside of the US.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he wouldn't know if to go back over and try to do more shows before the Olympia or...
Yeah, exactly. It's like really hard because, yeah, we don't have those shows, like, on every weekend. So, but, I mean, it is good that they do have that system now that you can, like, get those points and accumulate those. But, yeah, like you said, if you only go over to America for a week and competing three shows and then, you know, yeah, makes it a bit hard, but...
Yeah. Is it kind of worth doing the more obscure shows then, do you think, like just for the sake of trying to get like a points backing, like things that you know that the top three or four placing girls in the world are obviously not going to bother going to? So you think it is worth it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because if you're competing in a show where, you know, the top three Olympia are going to be there, you know, you're more – you know, you're not really going
to
play.
It's hard to knock off your favourites.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's definitely worth going to those shows that those girls aren't going to be at, and, you know, you've got more of a chance of placing in those higher rankings. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's, like I said before, there's so many that, you know, there's two on the same weekend in the same country that, you know, it, obviously if you choose to do one of those, then you've got obviously double chance, you know. If you might place eighth, if they had one show, you might place, you know, fourth or third or something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, if you set, like, a calendar out, right, I'm sure you'd be able to do it. But, yeah, it's just looking into it and looking into those shows and finding out what girls are competing in those shows and what girls aren't. So, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Messaging them on Facebook. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you thinking of doing a show? The strategies.
Yeah.
I love it. Now, Amy, do you have any more questions for Rhiannon before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm wondering because Rhiannon, you obviously said you train with Luke, so he's your training partner. He's not just taking you through a training session. And I find that, like, that's really cool, like a bikini competitor training with a bodybuilder. So, like, how does that work, and how do you find, like, spotting him and, you know, helping to push him?
Yeah, well, we train the exact same as well. Like, so there's actually me, Luke, and another guy, Lockie. So Lockie generally obviously spots Luke, same vice versa. But, I mean, we train the exact same. We go through the exact same routine, exact same exercises. Yeah, so obviously they lift a bit heavier weights than me, but, like, I'm lifting, like, so much heavier than I used to. And it just goes to show that you can train the exact same as a guy and it doesn't, you know, I don't look like a bulky bodybuilder, you know, so.
Yeah, I love that. Like, I think that's really important for the girls to hear. Say that because, like, I'm a big believer as well, like, for the girls, that they should be training like bodybuilders, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And I literally train exactly the same as them, like a bodybuilder. Like I said, exact same routines, exact same exercises, everything. Obviously, I just make the weight to suit me, and yeah, so you can train the exact same as them, and, you know, it's obviously, I think it just benefits your physique, if anything, for a female.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
and it makes a lot of sense as well. I mean, you see a lot of girls that are just getting into it, especially in bikini as well. Like, you see a lot of girls going into the gym and thinking that, you know, they might see an IFBB pro that already has accumulated the amount of muscle that they want, you know, doing these kind of full body workouts or very light type weights, but they're just trying to, I suppose, maintain. And girls will see this and they'll stay away from the heavier weights, or stay away from the free weights and all that kind of stuff. So you encourage, obviously, girls getting into it to train more like a bodybuilder style until they have that, you know, they've accumulated that amount of muscle?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to how I train now to how I used to train is ridiculous. I mean, like, when I first went into the gym with Luke, if I did, like, started jumping, doing plyometrics, he's like, what are you doing? But, yeah, and now I train, you know, I'll do like a really heavy, like 100 kilo deadlifts at, like, you know, four reps. You know, before I wouldn't do anything under 15 reps. So, and that's just really helped my physique, and I've put on a lot more muscle compared to last time, and really grown those areas up, you know, in bikini, like my shoulders and hamstrings and things like that from training like that. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Now, do you have any, obviously, you're sponsored by Mass Nutrition or Miss Nutrition. Is there anyone else out there you want to thank as a sponsor?
Flash Fitness, obviously, for all my supplements that they provide me through my prep, and Creative Bikinis in Perth, which is Claire Skeet. She does all my bikinis for every single one of my shows, so excited to get my new one for FitX, and yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Rhiannon. That's Rhiannon Harris, Australia's number one ranking IFBB Bikini Pro.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
Welcome back to Girls Dig Muscle Radio. I'm Xavier Wills, and this week I'm joined by FitX's 2013 figure champion, Emily Jean Bisgrove Cole. Emily, welcome to Girls Dig Muscle Radio.
Hello.
It's great to have you on the show. Now, you've got a pretty exciting, like, you know, few weeks ahead. I mean, coming up first is the Arnold Classic Amateur Comp, which you're going to be going to in over there in Columbus, Ohio. And then a week later, you're going to be back here in Australia. You know, obviously, if all goes well and all goes ideal, then you'll, you know, win your pro card there and come back and compete just as a pro. Or otherwise, you'll be coming back and competing in that pro qualifier class where you'll have a second chance at a pro card as well. I mean, how excited are you for these comps? Because, I mean, talking to you before the interview, your first comp was actually in 2012. So from going from, you know, your first show in 2012 to competing for a pro card in 2014, that's a pretty big step up.
Yeah, it happened pretty fast. But, no, I don't know. I'm really excited, but I think the more I think about it, I just get really nervous.
Yeah, that's I mean, it's understandable, especially because you have only been competing since 2012.
Exactly.
How many shows have you done in that time?
I've done 6.
That's a fair few. That's still a fair few.
Rookie compared to everyone else, I think. But I don't know. I guess a good thing is I started young, so I've got many years ahead of me.
Yep. So how old are you? I don't know if this is a rude question to ask a girl, but how old are you now?
It's not rude at all. I am 24. I'll be 25. Come the Australasian comp. So if I don't get my pro card, I'll be competing at the Australasians, and it'll be my birthday, so hopefully they'll be nice to me.
awesome. Well, yeah, you're not old at all, and you've got plenty of years left to miss.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, like I said, you're doing the Arnold Classic Amateur Contest, which is a big deal. And going through the competitors list, we actually have quite a few Australians competing over there, and the competitors list is a little bit unclear. I mean, at the moment it shows it in 4 classes, but apparently it will be split up into 6. But the way it stands at the moment is you're going to be competing against 3 other Australians. Forbes, Elian Lopez, and then there's another girl in there, Virginia Kinkle. I actually never, I don't know if this is mean or rude, but I've never actually heard of her before. So it'd be pretty cool, like, you know, having yourself and then 3 other girls in the same division, you know, in an international contest.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's Sylvia as well. She's obviously in a different class, but I don't know Virginia. I haven't heard of her, unfortunately. But yeah, Eliane and Andy, I'll definitely be against them, and they're some really amazing girls there. So I think we're all really excited to go over and share the stage together. So yeah,
definitely. And there is quite a crew from Australia as well. I mean, there's guys in classic, there's guys in physique, there's guys in the bodybuilding. So
yeah. Bikini girls.
There's, yeah, a pretty awesome crew going over there, which is actually posted up on RX Muscle, or will be posted up on rxmuscle.com.au tomorrow. It's going to have a full list of names there. But
Jodie Parker's going over as well, yeah.
Yeah, she's doing figure masters, I believe, is it?
Yeah.
So how's the prep been? I mean, you were kind of saying before the interview that you don't struggle as much as some people.
Yeah, I felt bad because here you are telling me that you're really hungry. No, I didn't mean to rub it in. I'm sorry. I really work with a structured diet, and I've been working with Luke since my first comp, and it just seems to get easier and easier. So this is probably the most relaxed prep I've ever done. And, we just seem to be cruising. So I think my body's just getting used to doing it and flushing out all the toxins and everything like that. So, but I did start, like, I did do an 18-week prep, so I do like to do it slow and steady.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned, like you said, cutting out all the toxins and getting that out of your body, detoxifying and stuff. What's some techniques you use to detoxify yourself?
Oh, Luke's always got me on liver detoxing stuff as well. He's got these little tea formulas he makes me drink. They're pretty cool. Tastes gross, but Luke's got so many tricks up his sleeve. It's really good having him as a coach. So, but basically, just little things like trying not to, you know, eat anything with artificial flavors or sweeteners. Just little things like that, and
it makes a big difference. Because I mean, traditionally, a lot of bodybuilders in the past, do have, you know, they will take advantage and use a lot of artificial sweeteners and all these things, but it's kind of, I mean, you know, the way Luke and Chris Thomas and a few others do it, it's yeah. not, they don't really allow that kind of stuff, so it's interesting.
Like I'm really boring eater, so it works really well. I don't really crave flavor. I could eat the same thing all day, every day for a year. It wouldn't really faze me. So just plain chicken and veggies is fine for me. So.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, since I've actually cut out, you know, any type of sweetener, even like stevia, like a natural sweetener, I've actually found the diet has been easier in terms of cravings and stuff.
Yeah,
but, definitely. In terms of, obviously, you know, the way I feel in my diet in terms of depletion and stuff like that, I feel bad. But, yeah, it's funny, like, once you get a taste for sweetness, your body automatically craves the actual real sugar.
I still stevia in my coffee because I can't have coffee without it.
Yeah.
But that's as far as it goes, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, your prep, obviously, it's been good. It's been going well. Yep. What have you kind of been wanting to improve? Is there a body part? Is there, you know, conditioning? Is there more size overall? What have you wanted to improve and what have you improved this year?
We can always improve. look, to be honest, I really didn't have the best off season. I don't know what I was thinking, but yeah, I didn't really train very hard. I think I trained 3 to 4 days max a week and I wasn't really eating the best. Like, I was still eating healthy, but I was pretty exhausted after the last shows from doing some back-to-back shows, and I had 7 months off, so I didn't really use my off-season productively. But
when
once
you
say
you had 7 months off, did you have 7 months off training or 7 months off your diet?
Just diet, yeah. Obviously, I haven't competed since the shows last year, like FedEx and All Female Classic and Australasians, but I think by the time I finished with those shows, I was pretty exhausted mentally. Like, my body could keep going, but I really just needed that break from eating clean, and, you know, I still eat healthy, obviously, but I'd enjoy myself at least, you know, a cheat meal a day, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, a cheat meal for me is like, you know, eggs on toast or something like that. I'm not very. Oh,
that's not a cheat
meal. I'm not that bad, but, yeah, I just really needed that rest, so, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how did you get into the industry? Because it hasn't been, obviously, long. Did it just start by you going to the gym and then meeting someone that kind of convinced you to compete, or what happened there?
No, I've been in the gym since I was about 15, 16. I was actually really skinny as a teenager and I hated it. I mean, I had no confidence or anything at all, so that's why I joined the gym. I knew that muscle weighed more than fat, so I figured that if I got a little bit more muscle, then I wouldn't look as lanky. And so that's where the love for weights started with me. It wasn't until I went to uni and I guess learnt more about the human body, and then I met my current partner, and that was about 5 years ago, and he sort of, I don't know, gave me the confidence to, I guess, pursue what I wanted to do. And then he actually knew Jodie Parker personally as a friend, and he showed me a photo of her, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to look like Jodie Parker. And ever since then, I wanted to compete, so yeah.
That's awesome. So doing your first show, I mean, was that like a nerve-wracking experience for you, or how did you kind of handle that, and did you have help for that one?
Yeah, definitely. I was very fortunate to have Luke McNally as a coach from the very beginning. And my first show, I was pretty lean. I don't really actually like what I looked like on my first show. And I think I was under 57 kilos. So, and now I competed about 62.
Yep.
It's pretty small.
So you've added a good amount of muscle. You've added, you know, a good 5 kilos of muscle onto your frame, which people think, you know, 5 kilos isn't that much. But when it's genuine muscle, when it's not, you know, 2 kilos or 3 kilos of fat and then 2 kilos of muscle, it's actually quite a lot and people don't realise it.
Exactly. But I don't think it would be all muscle. Like, I was definitely leaner at my first show, but now I sit around the 9% body fat mark. I think my first show I might have been under 7%.
Yep. So is that just to go with the criteria that the IFBB have?
Yeah, actually my first show was WFF. I didn't necessarily like it, which is why I do IFBB now. Yeah. I had to get too lean because I'm tall. My height category was 57 kilos and below, and after I did that comp, I just looked really drawn, and I actually looked sick. So that's why Luke and I decided, let's do IFBB. They go for a more feminine look, and that's the look I like. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, your video blog that you've been doing, it's been up on rxmuscle.com.au and people can check it out there, or they can go to your Facebook page and go through there or whatever.
For sharing all that as well. Appreciate it.
No worries at all. Now, it's been absolutely great. Like, I've gone through and watched them all, and, you know, you've got these little segments in there of Luke, and you've got some training in there and all that kind of stuff. And it's great that people are able to go there and follow your progress and see how you're going and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's really, really interesting, and it's something that I've actually really enjoyed. Now, what kind of response have you got from those videos? Because they've been, you know, they've been really good.
Really good. Like, we post them on the Miss Nutrition page as well, and we get some really good questions, and that's why we do the question and answer, the videos as well. But I guess, I don't know, the idea of those videos was, I talked to Luke at the beginning. I was like, look, I'd really love to do my prep on a, not necessarily do lots of progress photos this time, and maybe just do some videos leading up to the show. And because I'd always looked at Erin Stern and Nicole Wilkins and looked up to them, and I figured that, you know, I'm still an amateur athlete. I'm not professional or anything. So I thought a lot of girls maybe could relate more to my videos just because I am at an amateur level. I'm not a professional athlete. So that's why I think they've been really popular. You know, I'm not like this Wonder Woman that has the luxury to train and get paid to train. So I still work full time and I do everything else that everyone normally would do, except I just, I don't know, driven, structured and have a goal. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the latest Q&A one's up on the website at the moment, and it's really, really good. And I encourage any girl out there or any guy that's listening to this to go to rxmuscle.com.au and watch that YouTube video that's on there, because it's really good and it's really informative. And I love how you and Luke kind of work together and answer the different questions and stuff. And,
yeah, we sort of roll off each other's answers, and we're a good team.
Yeah, and what I'd like to see as well is for an actual video blog post-contest, like maybe after the first or second one. Have you got plans to do that at all?
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I didn't even think of that. But, yeah, I'll let Dan know, the photographer know, and we'll lock it in.
Awesome. Because a lot of the time you see video blogs or you see things like this and you don't really get a conclusion. You just get the journey, and then you look at the photos and stuff, and that'll be it. But it's awesome to get a conclusion and get, you know, how you felt you went at the contest, you know, what might have gone right, what might have gone wrong, all that kind of stuff, and give people an idea of what competing's like.
We'll definitely be doing another one down in Melbourne.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we'll do another one there and try and, squeeze in another one afterwards as well if anyone wants one. So, yeah, we're good. Yeah,
excellent, excellent. And you're going to be competing against some really good girls, not only at the Arnold Classic Amateur, but if you do come back and you do compete in that FedEx Pro Qualifier, you got girls like Katie Morris, you got Sylvia Kopskova, you got Leon Lopez, you've got Andy Forbes.
Yeah.
Am I missing anyone off there?
I don't know. I'm not sure if Belinda Potter's doing it. Have you heard?
Yeah, I'm not sure as well, actually. I think she might be doing it as well, actually. So you've got some really good girls there. I mean, I'm really going to hate answering this, but if you weren't competing yourself, who would you pick to win? Who would be you?
Oh, that's such a hard question.
I know, it's a hard question, but like, I don't think these girls are going to take offense, so don't worry.
No, they're all lovely girls, but honestly, I was thinking about that today, and because I knew you'd ask me something like this, and I came to the conclusion that we're all so different. Like, you've got Katie and Sylvia, they're obviously a bit shorter than the rest of us, and their physiques look completely different to us taller girls. And then Andy's just improved so much, and she's, best thing is, she's a really cool chick as well. So, and Eliane, she always looks beautiful on stage. So I can't answer that question. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, if Belinda Potter does it, you know, she's beaten me before. You know, Eliane's beaten me, I've beaten her. And previously, like my first IFBB show, Andy beat me in that. So it'll be a really hard competition.
Yeah, definitely. And all you girls as well, normally you're not all up against each other. Like, maybe one or two of you will be up against each other or whatever. Yep. But normally it's split into divisions. So it's kind of really interesting dynamic, like all you girls like competing together and competing against each other. So that's, I mean, I'm excited to see that, because I'm excited to see what look the judges do go for. If it's more of a your kind of look, like you, I think you and Eliane are probably the most similar
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe. Yeah. And then is you know, you got Katie Morris and Sylvia, who are probably more similar to each other. And then it's just going to be very, very interesting. And while you don't have to necessarily put a pick out there, me like myself and Michael Galley and I'm sure I'll get Amy Fox and a few others to put our picks out there. But so hopefully we don't offend anyone as well.
No, not at all. I think you've just got to take everyone's opinion like a slap on the wrist. So you never know who's going to look like what on the day. I guess you can only control what you look like. So you've just got to deal with it.
Exactly. Now, regardless, you're going to be coming back and competing in Australia, whether it's initially as an IFBB Pro or if it's going to be in that FedEx Pro qualifier. How do you plan, like, what are you going to do, like, once you compete at the Arnold? Are you going to, like, you know, you're going to have a cheat meal? Are you going to just try to get back straight back on the diet and then come back here to compete? What's the plan to kind of hold your condition from there, you know, from the Arnold to Australia?
Well, what I did last year was, obviously, did FedEx first, and then I did three shows back-to-back, a week apart, and I really enjoyed myself after the shows. Like, I just went and ate whatever I wanted. And it's probably normally a burger. That's normally what I want after a show. And then next day, straight back on the diet. Normally I do a few depletion days where I just have no fats and no carbs. It's just protein and veggies. And then I start my carb load 2 days out. So,
yeah. And I think that's wise as well because, a lot of people will sometimes stay on the diet and they'll just do their little carb up for the comp and that's it. But, you know, competing takes a lot out of you. You know, you're pumping up backstage, you're doing, you know, there's a lot of, you know, even though some people might go in relaxed to shows, it's still, you know, there's still a bit of stress there and all that kind of stuff. And just to let go, you know, after the show, just for one meal, it really actually does help your metabolism anyway. It spikes, you know, it spikes insulin a little bit and it really kind of keeps you going through to those other shows. Because in the past, I've done it where I haven't had a cheat meal after a show and I felt terrible and looked worse the next week. But I found when I've had a cheat meal, I've actually gotten harder and looked better, so.
Exactly, like my first shows, I never had any cheat meals. Like I had my refeed days, and which were just either sweet potato or rice. But you know, since I've been doing IFBB and the last shows, I actually had, you know, a cheat meal, you know, 5 days before FedEx last year. Like on the weekend, I just ate a whole pizza. Shh, don't tell Luke. He already knows.
did he recommend that or?
Oh, look, it's each to their own. It's not because I was craving it, but I just wanted it. So, and I just felt, you know, a little bit flat. So I figured, why not eat a pizza?
It certainly didn't hurt you last year.
No, it didn't. It didn't. So, yeah. And I'm, coming in pretty well. So it's fine.
So, like, once it's all done, like, you know, once you've competed at, you know, FedEx, whether that's the last show or if it's the Australasians, what are you going to do after that? Like, what's the plan? Do you go into, like, a reverse diet type thing or do you just have, like, do you have a cheat meal then go into a reverse diet or a kind of just coming out of it type diet or what do you, or do you just relax? Like, what's the plan?
Yeah, well, last year I sort of, because I was pretty over it, I just started eating what I wanted just within reason. This year, I still did sort of like a reverse diet where I do slowly bring more carbs and stuff back into my diet. But yeah, this year I'll probably do a little bit similar. I'm pretty motivated just not to blow out as much as I did last time. Like I didn't obviously blow out incredibly, but for me it wasn't what I like to sit at normally. I think I started my prep at about 16% body fat when I normally started about 13.
Yeah, for sure. So it's not long now. I mean, you haven't got long at all to wait. It's when do you fly out? Like it's only a few days.
Sunday morning.
Yep. What day do you compete?
Thursday.
So it's an early one. So that will be probably Friday our time. So make sure as soon as you compete, as soon as you get any results, as soon as you get off stage and you get whatever call out you get, send me a message through Facebook and we'll be putting that up on our Facebook page and updating everyone on how you've done at the Arnold Classic Amateur, because I'm sure Australian fans will be online and trying to find out the results and everything straight away. So make sure you go on RX Muscle Australia on the forums and also check back to the website for some updated photos and things like that. But Emily, it's been great having you on Girls Dig Muscle Radio. Do you want to give your sponsors a quick shout out?
Oh, yes, please. So we have Mass Nutrition, NDA Distribution, Leisha Lou, Compton, and Lift Watches.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on, Emily. That's Emily Jean Bisgrove Cole, 2013 FedEx Figure Champion and possible 2014 IFBB Pro.
Thank you very much for having me.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
Welcome back to Girls Dig Muscle Radio. I'm your host, Xavier Wills, and I'm joined by Amy Fox once again. Now, we're here for the Ask Amy segment. Now, Amy, are you ready for the questions this week?
Sure. Ready.
Okay, first question. Who is your favorite male and female posers of all time?
Kai Greene. Hands down, Kai Greene.
Yep.
For the men. Women. You know what? I don't know that I've got a favorite for the women.
Who's your favorite physique girl now? Do you have one?
My favorite physique girl. I don't have one either, which is very odd. Of course, I love Dana Lynn Bailey, and I love Tony. I love Julianne. As far as posing, can I actually choose a performer?
Yes.
Like stage presence wise, I would choose Oksana.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because I mean, what she is posing, you know. I mean, they only do their quarter turns and stuff, but that is posing. So.
Yeah, but I don't have a favorite figure girl as such. Although I quite like Erin Stern when she's going through her quarter turns. I think all the American girls, like for me, they walk too slow, and I know they're doing it because they need the judges to look at them for longer. Like I know that there's a reason behind them walking slow, but I actually think it makes them look a bit weird.
Yeah. Erin Stern looks very, like until you see her in person, she looks very, very elegant on stage in person. Like she just, I don't know, she's got this poise about her, and it's just like it's – because when I used to look at figure, like before Pro Figure came out here to Australia – I used to look at it and go, geez, these girls are so close. Even the top girls are close to, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th and stuff. But when you see them in person, like Erin Stern and Nicole Wilkins came out the first year and it was like, yep, they're clearly the top two. It was just something about the way they hold themselves on stage and just their presence. Like they just stood out like crazy.
Yeah. Actually, Candace Lewis, I actually quite like how she poses. She's got this really cute little wiggle and she does this thing with her head. I don't know whether or not you've ever noticed, but when she turns, she kind of drops her head to the side and lifts her chin up.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I was trying to think, like, what are you talking about? But as soon as you started explaining it, I know exactly what you mean. It's like this cute little turn type thing she does and then looks back a little bit, but not looks back. She doesn't look back like a bikini girl that's, you know, winking back at the judges or something like that. This is just this very subtle
thing. It's very unique. Yeah, it's very unique and it's very eye-catching and I like it. I really like that. But, yeah, I like Erin Stern's quarter turns, but not the walk, not the walk out.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, moving on to I just want to ask you, why is Kai Greene your favourite poser? Because some people sometimes say he doesn't hit enough of the actual poses in his routine, or is that not
true? True, yeah. No, I've thought that as well. Like sometimes I think it's almost too dancing and he needs to do more muscle poses. I like his transitions.
Yeah,
like no one transitions into poses like him. Like he's just unbelievable.
His Dirty Diana routine from when he was, I think it was the Keystone Classic, that's when he first kind of, I think that's the first year he started to place really well, and I think he won that show. And, that's an awesome routine. I think everyone kind of remembers that routine, and that was so good because he hit a lot of shots in that routine, actually, but he still did the other stuff as well. I think it was a good combination.
It's funny because I would even go as far, like, I'm being super, like, I hope everyone realises I'm just being super, super critical here, and I just think Aaron Stern's amazing and I think that Kai Greene's amazing, but if I'm going to pull his routine to pieces, if I can, I would say that they're almost like the acrobatic side of it doesn't really impress me that much. It's the way he transitions and it's the way he moves into the pose, and actually you can see, like, if he flexes his lat, for example, you can see him flexing from the bottom of the lat and it fans up. Like, yep. he can, the control that he has over the muscle is, like, that to me is what makes him a very good poser, not the fact that he's doing flips and rolling and you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's funny, he's actually got copped a bit, Kai Greene has, for his mandatory poses and stuff, that he doesn't hit him how he should perhaps, and he hits him a little bit different and things like that. So it's interesting to see if he'll change that at all, but his routines are absolutely awesome. So
yeah, they're just cool. They're just entertaining and you want to watch them because you're like, what the hell is this guy going to do next? Like, yeah. This is cool.
I just want to mention my favorite male poser is Melvin Anthony of all time.
I knew you were going to say that.
I love Melvin. I love him.
Yeah.
Now, next question. What's your most memorable contest you've ever competed in?
I would say the very, very first FedEx. So FedEx 2011, because I was in the figure open division and I really wasn't expecting great things or anything like that. And I ended up in that division. And then luckily enough, like I got to go straight into the pro qualifier for figure against my friend Summer, and obviously Summer won her pro card, and I thought that she was most deserving on the day. She looked fantastic, and there was, who else was there? Plenty, felt like everyone was there that day.
Katie Morris was there.
I just really enjoyed it. Pardon?
Katie Morris was in the pro.
Yeah, Katie Morris was there. Yeah, and I didn't really know Katie Morris then, so yeah, I didn't see much of Katie that day, and I think Asher Pryor might have been as well.
Yeah, Asher Pryor was there. I remember I was very impressed with Asher Pryor. I was like, wow, she's crazy. But I think back then she was even a little bit harder than she comes in now.
Yeah, and she was just a little bit smaller as well, but still hard as ever.
Yeah, a little bit smaller and probably a little bit harder, I reckon.
She was good. And it was just the first time, like,